You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 70, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says it's how we let our crosses mold us that matters. And joining me on the show today is Tasha Witt. Tasha is a wife and she's also a stay-at-home mum. And she's got a degree in special education and a huge heart for kids, especially children who just need love. She never really had a desire to be an entrepreneur until she was introduced to network marketing, which she did for some time until realizing that she was hiding behind it and God had different plans for her. Now, Tasha recently stepped down from network marketing and with God's help is now navigating the path that He is leading her down. And she is a writer. She loves to share her message through live videos. And Tasha's hope is that in sharing her content and her message is that she nudges other women who love her, wants to step out in courage and be the chosen light that God is calling them to be. Now on today's show, Tasha's going to share, due to her infertility, she learned to accept that she's not in control at all. And she just learned to trust that God had a plan and that God's plan was good for her. She also had to let go of perfection. I think all of us can relate to that. After joining a network marketing company that she's no longer with, she realized how confused she was in her roles and a lot of pressure was put on her. So she wants to share that journey and insights as well. And she discovered that she was hiding behind network marketing because she didn't want to step out on her own. But God is navigating and nudging her forward and giving her the strength and courage and so much more. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are so, so welcome. You know, I really want to thank you for the transparency and honesty, because I think so many women, they struggle with stepping out. They struggle with something that's been placed in their heart. Maybe it's been a while that they've had this little niggling thought, I would love to do this and this. But for reasons only known to them, they haven't really stepped out and fulfilled that. And often, you know, that is a calling, that is a mission, a journey that God wants us to step forward into, because our experiences and the journeys that we have had in our life and the strengths that we've, you know, been given through his word and of course through his strength, we now can impart on others who are going through similar seasons. So I just want to thank you and honor you for that. Take us back, if you will, to the time where you were in the network marketing and things were happening that, you know, had you question, am I really in the right place? What were some of the things that you did to help you come to that decision? And why I ask that is that someone listening today may be in the same opportunity. There may be something that's going on, a project that they've said yes to, but really it doesn't feel right. But they remain there anyway. They need a little bit more insights to help them stand up courageously and say, you know what, this is not an opportunity for me. Take us back to that. What happened for you?
Yeah. So when I first joined network marketing, I loved it. I enjoyed the atmosphere. I enjoyed the team. And even when I left, I loved the people. Yes. And I still, you know, encourage, if someone loves network marketing, I encourage them to be a part of a company they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, as I got further into it, the excitement left and I started to feel more anxious. And I allowed it to, I sort of felt like maybe that if I wasn't doing business building activities all day, every day, mm-hmm. that I wasn't moving my business forward. Mm-hmm. And so getting caught up in watching others ahead of me and feeling overwhelmed with all of the things that are required, and feeling the pressure of deadlines, things like that, I started to pull back and I realized that those things were not of God. Because if you're in the thing that He wants you to be in, you're going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It may be stressful and it may be frustrating at times, but at the end of the day, you're going to have a passion and a drive to do that thing that He's called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the biggest indicator for me. And I just really began praying and just digging in God's Word, and through also reading just personal development books and just diligently seeking, like, what, where is it that you want me to be?
Yeah.
He finally just released me from that. And I knew that I was letting fear hold on to me more than just letting my faith drive me.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, often when we are in situations like that, it's important for us to lean into Him, His words, to bring that to, you know, to prayer, to commit it to prayer, and take the time to do that. But isn't it interesting that when we are in a situation and we're not comfortable with something and we're not confident in ourselves in that area, we tend to look at what other people are doing, and that reinforces the insecurity and the doubt and the anxiousness, because we start to measure ourselves against what other people are doing. And I think that is one of the biggest whales to derail us. Even if we are now walking the path and on the journey of which we are to travel, because I think, Eden, I'd love you to speak to this, because I think now that you have found where your calling is and you're developing your strengths in that area, it feels so much different, I'm sure. But what happens when we compare, when you would look at other writers and what they're doing? They don't have your background. They don't have your skills. They're not being developed in areas that God is developing you and the message that He's creating in you. We have to be mindful to focus just on what we're doing. Have you found that true? And tell us, what's the difference? Tell us first, what's the difference now that you're creating your own path and following your own, you know, writing? What's the difference in your day and energy? It must be significantly different, yes?
It is. It is. One thing that I didn't mention earlier is I'm naturally a people pleaser. Maybe all of us are to some degree. I'm not sure. Mm. But not having anyone to, in network marketing, you kind of rely on each other for success to a certain degree. And so feeling, I don't have that pressure of feeling like I'm contributing or not contributing to someone else's success. Mm-hmm. So I love not having that pressure. And, you know, just because I have a peace now about what I'm doing and I'm very confident in the place that I'm at, I don't feel rushed. And I guess I'm more aware I'm right where God wants me, and I'm okay with that.
Mm.
And I know that it's a process and that He's growing me and that He will give me the pieces I need as I continue to grow and go down this path.
Yes.
And I think just that peace really is why I don't compare myself now.
Yeah.
I can look at another writer in my niche and, really just feel excitement or like I like to learn from them. I don't feel any type of pressure, or I don't feel like I'm comparing myself.
Yeah, that is such a powerful lesson that you're sharing. And I think for many of us, Tasha, when we don't realize that the information that we are allowing to impact us, what we're listening to, what we're observing, it's really detracting from what we should be focusing on and what we should be developing in ourselves. And I think it all has to do with our identity, isn't it? And I know lessons for myself. When I've always loved business, even as a youngster, and I've shared in a story, I won't go into it again, but even from a youngster, even a young teenager, you know, we grew up on a farm and my parents always encouraged me to get jobs and do things to earn an income, to be able to afford and pay for my horse, things like that. So I always had an entrepreneurial mindset. So for me, my identity and success and significance was really on the outcomes that I was generating and the impact and that kind of thing. And so, you know, that's an external thing, but it's kind of like when I was reminded and really can say with such certainty that my identity is not what's happening out there, not what people are saying, not what I'm achieving, but who God says I am. And that is enough, that everything from that, and there's this peace, but such confidence, not arrogance, but a confidence that no matter what happens, it's, you know, it's all right. We can continue to go forward from here. And I think then we don't get distracted, do we? We don't look at what other people are doing and feel less than, or even the imposter syndrome, which I know so many women, who am I? Who are you not to? You know, whatever you are sharing, your message, your smile, your laughter, your hug, or whatever it is you're spending time with someone, it has the potential to impact and make a huge difference. So we should never minimize who we are, because we may all be made in God's image. So we can celebrate that as well. Share a little bit, if you would, because, you know, your journey, and I think for many women who can relate, you know, around our battle with infertility, there must have been so much strength that you've gotten, you know, in your life through him, because, you know, share a bit more of that, because I'm sure people listening and watching even the recording can really be lifted up by hearing your testimony.
Yeah. So my son is about 16 months now, and it took us about 2.5 years to for us to get pregnant, and God actually laid it on my heart. I didn't really see myself having children, which is kind of strange, because I've always loved them, but I just couldn't see myself having kids. And one morning I was doing Bible study, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. He was like, you've got to start growing your family. I just knew it was, you know, it's time. And so I talked to my husband, and there was no like questioning. It's just like, okay. So that was confirmation too. And so since I felt such a heavy burden for that morning, I thought, this is going to happen in a couple of weeks. And then, you know, I found out that I had some health problems, and he really just took me on a journey with that to teach me that I'm not in control. And also, I mentioned that I was a people pleaser and a perfectionist, and he just took all of that away through my infertility journey, teaching me that he's in control, and that I don't really know how to put it into words, really. Yeah. He just completely transformed my mind, really, through that journey, and learning to trust him without knowing the outcome for sure, because at the end of the day, he knows exactly what we need, and he'll give us exactly what we need at the right time.
Yes, and now, of course, your son, how old did you say, two and a half? Yeah.
He'll be 16 months on Friday.
Wow, 16 months on Friday. It's a brilliant age, isn't it? Because as they start to get older, the things that they're learning and the milestones along the way are just incredible. But you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, sometimes the situations that we are in, whilst the struggle is just so, it's more than, you know, we can bear often, knowing that we have the strength through him and leaning in the word, praying, it is often, as you said, he's building in us the trust and the faith, our faith. And then once we've got through that, we're strengthening through that. And then a lot of those, you know, the unhelpful beliefs and things that the stories that we're telling ourselves, which are absolutely lies, aren't they? The enemy is sharing lies with us. We're able to eliminate that and turn to him. And when we have that in his timing, things will be sorted. And I think that can only come through having the ability to surrender. And then as you're growing through that, you know, getting to the end of that and having absolute peace, no matter what the situation. And it's interesting, isn't it, when you look back, you know, I've had situations and failures and things like that. And when I look back at them, I think, you know, even though at that time it was the worst situation that I could possibly have been in at that time, I can now say without a shadow of a doubt it was actually the best. Because what I have learned and I have grown, and now the assuredness that you have, is just wonderful. Would you say that to be true now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say a lot that there's purpose to your pain.
Yes.
There's something good that's going to come out of it, no matter what it is. this. Yeah. I truly believe there's always good to come out of it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I don't know what stories you're sharing. I think writing is one of the – and do you write with pen and paper, or are you an electronic writer, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I journal some. Like, that's just more more for myself to kind of get my thoughts out. And then the other stuff's like through blogging and email and social media and –
Yeah. What's really interesting, I think, and I've you know, spoken to a number of writers and authors, and I've seen this happening, you know, the journey of healing and being able to share insights can sometimes be such a gift and a blessing to others, that sometimes it's in the sharing and the raw moments that people can understand that, oh, I'm not the only one that is struggling through, you know, through that. Mm-hmm. And I think absolutely, you know, I think I've heard someone else said, you know, our messes can ultimately become our message that we impart to the world when, you know, when we've worked through that. And it can, because, you know, we often look at ourselves and our situation and think that we're the only people that are struggling through it. And sometimes, again, the enemy brings shame and guilt and doubt and all of that, which again is all lies as well. But it's, you know, incredible to be able to now share that story. Share, if you will, with us, you know, the writing process, because there may be people today that are thinking, you know, I'd love to do something like that too, about writing, and then ultimately you may decide that you're going to write a book or whatever it is. The options and things like that are endless. It just depends on what you decide through prayer, that the path for you. But what's your writing process? Because obviously you've got a little one too, so there's juggling. But what does your typical day look like for you?
Well, he has a nap once a day that's a couple hours long, so I usually will write during that time.
Yes.
And when you ask about the process, are you meaning more like what I do?
Yeah, sort of what you do.
The writing, the process. Usually I pray on it and ask God if there's something, like, what should I share today? And sometimes things will come to me, and sometimes it's harder. And I think there's days where we all lack inspiration and content, and we have to really think harder on it. But I think back at, like, my infertility journey and the things that I felt through different experiences, and I usually will try to share a little bit of my story in some way first to help people relate to what I'm about to say.
Yes.
And then I will go into kind of the meat of like what I want them to get from my story, or the lesson from my story.
Yes. And do you find, and this fascinates me, I love, you know, I love finding out how people actually do their work. You know, the behind the scenes where you have, you know, documentaries. I love the behind the scenes rather than the front of scene, because you get to know how people do things. And I find that fascinating. But I think it's also important too, because there may be people who are thinking about, I'd love to put pen to paper or fingertips to keyboards to be able to share that message. Have you found too, when you do bring it to prayer, that you'll write something and then you'll go back and reread it and you'll think, where did that come from? And have you found that to be true too?
I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a process, isn't it, with writing? Because, you know, sometimes when we are looking at a blank piece of paper or at the screen, that perfectionist can sometimes come forward and say, this has to be perfect. Do you go through a process where you kind of put your thoughts down and then you go back and you edit? And it's far easier to edit after you've got content there than starting to have it perfect from scratch. How do you find that true? And do you have a process around that?
Yes, I just write. Yeah. Like basically what you just said, I write and then I go back and edit. I found myself wanting to edit as I was going through it, and that made it take way too long to write something.
Yeah.
And it also, it would cause me really not to even get it complete when I wanted to, because I was just too caught up in everything being so. So yes, I definitely just write it all out and then I go back and look.
Yes.
And usually when I do that, I find that I'm pretty content with how it is. I may change a word or two, but it usually flows fine when I just let my thoughts go.
Yeah. And of course, you've got a blog, and we'll share with everyone how people can get access to that. And I think that's how I actually found you, because there were a few blog posts that I read and I really could sense that, you know, you were just with transparency and authenticity and real, you know, that you were there. You know how sometimes you read things and there is a bit of disconnect there, but that it was really raw and real and really emotive. And so, you know, that's why I reached out to you. And so that blog post, share a little bit more, because for some people listening and watching today, I mean, a blog is an incredible way to build engagement with an audience that just continues to grow. So take us on that journey. I mean, how often do you blog, and are you really starting to get now people feedback from the content you're sharing? Because I'm sure you're impacting a lot of people who have been and maybe are still struggling with what you've gone through.
Yeah, so with the blog, right now I'm just blogging once a week.
Yeah.
And then I've started here just recently doing one email a week. I'm just kind of slowly adding things because I do stay at home with my son, and he is my first priority throughout the day, so I don't want to add too much to my plate. So once a week right now, and usually people will respond through email. I find people like to keep their comments more private, and so they'll respond through email, and they'll share their stories with me, how it relates to the blog posts that I've shared, and how they like to know that someone else has gone through something similar.
Yes.
I like to share that and help people to have courage and not feel alone in the things that they face.
Yeah. You know, the what you're sharing is just so powerful, because how often do we look at the Instagram posts and we see a beautiful house with all organized and everything, you know, the baby is looking all, you know, tip-top, and we look at our clutter and our, you know, disorganization. And so often we can assume that we're not good enough because we haven't got it all together. But when we strip away all of the filters and all of the, you know, that, we realize that, you know what, there are times we all struggle. However, what's important is to realize that everything will be okay. And, you know, I think to be a parent today, I mean, my youngest is 22. We didn't even have devices back then. That's kind of showing my age. But to think now, I mean, it can be challenging for mums, and especially to do it all. And I love that you said, my child is my first priority. And when you really make that commitment and have that intention, everything else fits around that. And no matter what anyone says, no matter what comments you might read or whatever are going online, we know that, you know, God's blessed us with children as parents. They are our, you know, commitment and dedication towards raising the next generation. And that opportunities, as you can continue to grow, will certainly be there. But mums, I was just sharing today, you know, mums, so that mothers and millennials are a huge market, you know, and I think sharing your story that way to impact, you can grow an incredible community and really lead that, you know, be the voice for them, the hope and the inspiration, and who knows what you can certainly do. Do you have ideas? I mean, it's okay if you say, you know what, I'm just blogging and just getting it out there, because it can, that in itself, that whole process of you still doing that, I'm sure it still continues to allow you to develop and grow and heal through that. You know, the other things that might come up for you, have you found that too?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's definitely healing to share. And I'm not doing a ton outside of the blogging and writing just yet.
Yes.
I do have a goal to write a book at some point. But I really just feel like I feel called, like God's just saying, just write.
Yes.
Right now, I just want you to write.
Yes.
And so that's kind of where I am. And I'm just, I'm finding my voice through that and finding really what He wants me to share. And I'm finding that it's getting easier, and that's why I just recently added the email to it, because it's not, once you do it, it's just not as hard, and you can start adding more to it.
Yeah. And what I love about that too is that, you know, so often we can, it's important to have a vision, it's important to have a goal, but sometimes when we get so fixated on that, again, it's a control aspect, isn't it? It's saying, you know, one day I would love to have that, But we need to then look at where are we now, what can we continue to do, and for you it is writing. And there's a message in this for others. It may not be writing, but it may be some stage we are at in our business. It's okay. You're developing skills, you're developing content. I mean, all this content, I mean, my mind is just going, all this content, you can do this, this and this, but you will. You'll have all of this content, you're journaling your journey, you're building this community. And often the community will guide you too to what they may ask questions. So your little one's getting older now. How did you handle this? And you start to share that journey to the point that people, I can't wait for this week. This is when she's going to release another blog post. That'll happen so that when you decide, you know what, now I'm going to package that, and you don't have to write from scratch. You can take all of the thoughts that you've got on your blog and assemble them into a book. You've got already an audience who knows, likes, and trusts you, and you're now building that momentum. So for someone listening or watching today, continue to hone your craft, continue to build that momentum and that audience and the community, because they are the ones that whatever you launch down the track, write down the track or develop down the track, are going to be the ones that put up their hand and say yes. We want to more of that. So let's share with people who are listening and who are watching today, how can they access your blog and then read about your journey?
My website is just my name. It's www.tashawitt.com, and I have my About Me section on there, and I have my blog, and I'll be adding some more things later on down the road, but it is a slow process, so you can access my
a
blog.
A steady there. Process. With intention
Steady, yes.
and purpose, because it does. You've got a little one who you're working around. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that, the things that you've shared today, no matter what stage, it's so true, no matter what stage we are at in our business or whatever business we're in, whether it be network marketing, whether we are writers or bloggers, whether we're coaches, consultants, or we offer products, no matter what stage, startup, 10 years, 5 years, no matter what level we're at, the things that you've discussed today are so important. And especially if we're kingdom, we want to create a kingdom business or a kingdom focused blog or whatever it is, that to not try to be perfect, to not compare ourselves with others, to not try to be in control, but to certainly lean in and get your strength from him. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, I've enjoyed it. And I actually would like to share a quote.
Absolutely.
Just with us talking about the timing and taking things steady. I feel like this is perfect to share. It's by Bill Hybels, and it says, if the request is wrong, God says no. If the time is wrong, God says slow. If you are wrong, God says grow. But if the request is right, the timing is right, and you are right, God says go.
I love that. I love that. Have you used that, referred to that one on your blog? Have you written about that already?
I have referred to it, and I think it was on a social media post.
That's a good one.
Yes.
It really is a good one.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm doing at the end of each show, Tasha, is just saying a word of prayer for everyone. May I do that for you today?
That would be great. I would appreciate that.
Father God, thank you so much for the opportunity that we had today to speak to Tasha. Sometimes, Lord, when we hear someone's journey and testimony, we realize that, we're going through something like that ourselves, that we're not alone. And also, too, that we have you as our comforter, as, where we get our strength from when we lean in. Lord, so often we like to have control of our lives, of our business, so much so that you say no. Stop, you need to lean into me, because the way that you're going is not the direction I have for you. So Father, if someone is listening today, if someone is watching today that can resonate, we just want to lift them up in prayer and ask for the strength through the Holy Spirit that they can lean back into you. Father, we just ask too for your continued blessing on Tasha, her husband, and her little one. Father, such a blessing that she could be here on the show to share her testimony. Continue to bless her writing as she is continuing to develop her brand voice and her audience. May she continue through the message and the words that she shares, impact and really make a difference in the lives of the women and the men too who are reading her words and gaining insights from the wisdom that she's sharing. We ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I look forward to reading some more of your blogs coming up. I just love your writing style, so continue doing what you're doing because it really is making an impact.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.